Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If you've seen Cirque du Soleil, you've seen some real athletes. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I saw my first Cirque du Soleil about 15 years ago in Las Vegas, the famous O show that's still drawing rave reviews at the Bellagio, with a pool that holds 1.5 million gallons of water. I knew very little other than some amazing high-wire divers were plunging into what looked like pools that weren't there just a second ago. Now there are 19 Cirque shows around the globe, and the Montreal-based company that had 73 employees in 1984 today has more than 4,000 worldwide and 1,300 performers. And what performers they are. We saw the Joya show this week based on the theatrical version of The Book of Life, but who could follow that? Tumblers and acrobats showing amazing bravado and balance, dancers who must have been balance beam champions in past lives, two trapeze sisters contorting and reversing positions while swinging from one end of the big top to another, and my favorite, the ring girl who had to start out as with a hula hoop before she turned gymnast, and a high-speed aerial Peter Pan. Truly an international corporation, Cirque has training centers and schools for kids who aspire to fly through the air with the greatest of ease. The company's artists now have more than 1,000 and different entertainment jobs, beginning in the Montreal headquarters that now employs 1,500 people. They represent 50 different nationalities and speak more than 25 different languages. It's kind of like Alvin Ailey meets the Flying Wallenders with subtitles. About 150 million spectators have seen Cirque shows since 1984, 15 million last year alone. And it's a massively profitable business, receiving its last grant in 1992. Their partners range from MGM Entertainment to Grupo Vedanta Resorts in Mexico to Club Med, plus dozens of other corporations that want to co-brand with Cirque du Soleil. Started by college dropouts and former street performers Guy Lillibrette and Gilles St. Croix, who were once fire eaters, Cirque has become a near-billion-dollar business and made wealthy people of its total ownership group. Lillibrette is an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and poker champion. Where it used to be a Vegas destination, now you almost can't avoid one of the 19 ongoing Cirque shows when you travel. It's phenomenal athleticism and fun for the whole family. If you haven't, go see a Cirque show somewhere. This is Archansky. See ya.